Welcome back to Racing Pulse on this Friday. Kenny Keys has always got a good horse in his stable. He's got a couple of nice ones running this weekend. He's got Free to Move in the Mackenzie Stakes at the Valley tomorrow, but he may even be a little bit more nervous about a runner that he has tonight at Cranbourne, and that is Winsome, who is around about $1.40. There's been a big boom since before he made his debut. It was a slashing debut against some of the best two-year-olds. He's been out a while, and he is back tonight. Kenny, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thanks. Good.
How's the anticipation before tonight and Winsome's return?
Well, it's certainly a little bit scary, a little bit in the sense he's obviously coming back from a tie-back operation, which is unfortunate, but had to happen. And I guess you don't know until they're under pressure.
So is that the only... is that the only little setback that he's had? Because it's been quite a while since we saw him back in Feb.
Oh, yeah. Look, after Feb, we obviously didn't do enough, I didn't think, to continue on. He was still pretty immature, his body. So we just elected to spell him then. That was all good. And bring him in was going to have a real crack at the spring. But unfortunately, when we started doing a bit of solid work, the wind problem became apparent. And so we had to pull up stumps and get the job done and hope like hell it works, basically.
And as you said, is there no way that you really know until it comes under race day pressure if it's worked?
That's my belief. Look, he's a very good horse. That's the bottom line. His training or track work is done pretty easily. He don't work within himself. He just does that sort of work we normally give him, just on his ear. Trialing, he won his trial nicely, but once again, as you'd expect, a top liner would if he's not under any pressure. So it's just basically, yeah, we've got to sit and watch and hope. But every sign's been positive, so hopefully it stays that way.
Ability-wise, you've had so many nice horses in recent times. Is he a Group 1 horse, do you think?
Well, he's certainly group level. How high? Yeah. He's certainly right up there, yes. What we saw in the autumn prior to putting the weight out, he was right up there. And that was the belief of Craig Williams as well. He'd done everything that we could have wished.
So what's the plan? Give him an easy kill tonight, and then what do you do?
I don't think this... Racing's never that clear cut. look, well, that's certainly... I'd like to see him race, that's the bottom line. And hopefully it is that. But we would then probably just look to... There might be one more, but a short freshen up and then have a crack at autumn.
I know you and the family own him, but have you had some offers?
Well, they all go missing when you've got a health problem. So yeah. We did have, for sure. You know, like, there was certainly plenty of interest in him. But we, you know, like always, we tend to want to have a nice horse in our stable, not watch someone else have it. You do get caught, though, sometimes. It is like a poison chalice.
We'll all be cheering him on tonight. Looking forward to the return of Winsome, and then tomorrow you've got a pretty smart three-year-old going around in the Mackenzie as well. Free to Move, who probably didn't have the best of luck last start at the Valley. Do you think that was the reason why it probably got beaten around about?
I actually thought it was a bit of a nothing effort, really. We didn't go forward, we didn't go back, we just sort of sat there, you know, wide. And the leader dictated. So, look, he's certainly a nice little gelding. I had to sort of join the partnership with Casey just to get my hands on him a bit because he's a horse. He'll be very competitive tomorrow, I believe.
So what do you do? Do you go forward on him, or where do you like to be in the run?
Look, I think he'd be just on the back of him, just forward, like forward-ish. It's only a small field, but I'd like to see him sort of in the ideal world just behind the speed.
Rock Artist, a first starter, is around about 40-1. What do you make of his chances in the second?
Well, obviously it's a high quality 2-year-old for his time. The options weren't a lot for the 2-year-olds that have missed the spring to have a look at him before. We put commence their autumn preps. But a really nice horse, really nice horse. The type of horse that will, I have no doubt his ability is there. But whether we're going too soon or not, in a sense, I think he'll get a bit of a trip as we go on. But a quality animal. Without official trials, it's a little bit hard to get the true gauge. But when you see him, he's just a quality animal that will run well.
Well, good luck tonight to you and also Case, and good luck tomorrow as well, Ken.
Thanks very much, Michael.